views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
Hey, everybody. How are you? This is Joe Dunziata. I want to welcome you to A Shot of Joe. Excited to have you with me here January 24th as we start to kind of wind down the month and get ready for a very exciting time, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. And before we get started, like I said, I'm really excited to have everybody here, whether you're listening on Transformation Talk Radio, Facebook Live, wherever you are. If you're out there, you have a question, please get in touch with me, 800-930-2819, or you can hit us on Facebook Live or Transformation Talk Radio, wherever you are out there in the world. And I just wanted to just quickly mention that my new book, I just got it in hand. It is called Chasing Your Life, just came out. So if you're interested in getting some more information, and I have a free audio preview at chasingyourlife.net. So you can get some more information, see what the book is all about. And then you can also get the book there at chasingyourlife.net, Amazon, all over the place where fine books are sold. So we want to thank you once again for being with us. And, you know, before we get into today, what I really want to talk about, I want to just talk a little bit about what's going on. This is our last show for this month. We'll be back, like we do the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. So we won't be back. It'll be February already. And one of the things I just want to talk about before we get to the end of this month, next week, actually a week from today, which is the 31st of January, we are at the end of the month, obviously, but also we have a full moon and a partial lunar eclipse. This was an interesting month because we started and ended the month with a full moon. It was a full moon on January 1st and on January 31st, which is a really odd thing. Doesn't happen that often. So this month here was about really dealing with issues and things in your life that need to be cleaned up. So if you have some stuff that you're kind of holding on to, things that really have not, you haven't resolved, or maybe it could be a relationship, it could be a job. It's funny because I'm in the process of moving, that I'm actually moving on the 31st. And it's a very interesting time for us to be doing that because we know all this energy and all these things are happening. But right on the 31st, we're going to be moving, which is good because it's the beginning of a new cycle of energy. It's a great time to look toward what you want to do and create going forward. So this is an important time right now. Now, the whole month of January was a very powerful month. As I said, we kind of opened up our energy with the full moon, and we're closing that way, where it's a time to clean things up and let go of what no longer serves you for your highest and greatest good. So that's an important thing to look at. And then we're also going to have a lot of activity in February and March until we get to March 20th, which is the spring equinox. So it's going to be a really active time of change, meaning there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. So we're going to have a lot of change within yourself. Of course, change happens on a large scale, but we're really looking at how it's affecting us at our individual journey as well. So look at your life right now. Say, where am I? Is this where I want to be? And what things do I have to let go of or deal with as I am moving forward? So this is an important time to make sure you're not holding on to things that are slowing you down or creating distress for you. And, you know, that could, like I said, that could be a job, that could be a relationship, that could be where you live. We're moving to another place, which is a better location for us based on what's going on in our lives right now, my wife and I. So it's going to be a better situation. And we were here for where we moved to, which is another part of California, for a project that ended. So that cycle is over. We're ready to start a new cycle. So it's a great time for that. And today, you know, I want to talk about emotions, because the work that I do, I work with energy, I work with the chakra system, and it was a revolutionary thing for me because I was always one of those people who was very mentally driven. I was somebody who, you know, learned that if you want something, you set a goal, you go do it, you put a lot of energy, you put a lot of effort, you know, nose to the grindstone. That was kind of the belief system that I grew up with, the way I grew up. And I always applied those principles. It created a lot of pain and distress for me. I ended up going bankrupt twice by 30 and started to get into the energy and emotional work. And one of the things that came out of it for me that was very important was I had to learn to almost turn myself inside out. So what I mean by that is, you know, I was kind of a, like most people, I think, a think first person, you know, think first, figure it out, and then move forward, or, you know, focus on something and then move forward. And what I learned, what was critical for me in order to clear up the negative energy I was holding and to move myself forward in a positive way, I had to learn to deal with and understand my emotions. So for you, you want to say to yourself, am I a person who is aware of my emotional state? Do I really understand how I feel? And I will tell you, for me, it was, I was a million miles away from there. I was nowhere near being, having any awareness to my emotion at all. I was very, like I said, a mental person, very judgmental, just kind of looking at what was in front of me and what I was doing. So this idea of being tuned into my emotion was really foreign. So this is something for us, you know, as we start to elevate and as the energy, excuse me, of the world begins to elevate, it's very important for us to be tuned into what we're feeling. And I will challenge you now to say on a daily basis, do you know what you're feeling throughout the day? Are you aware of your feelings and your emotions? Or are you like most people where you just kind of plod through the day? You know, I talk to people all the time. I have clients or I'm at events or I'm doing teleclasses or shows like this. And I'll say to people, you know, are you aware of what you're feeling during the day? And, you know, most people will say to me, you know, it never even came into my awareness. I just kind of get up and I go into my routine and I do what I have to do and ABC and do my thing. And that's it. I never think about what it is that I'm feeling. And the key for us to make changes that are going to be lasting changes, I'm not talking about these little adjustments, I'm talking about real change that stays with you that you can build upon, will all come from your emotional space. So emotionally, it's important to understand how you feel. Now, when I say, how do you feel? This is kind of a question, a loaded question to a degree, where people will say, well, no, I get emotional at a movie, or I get, I'm an emotional person. They'll say that to me. And I'll say, I understand that you're qualifying it as, you know, you cry at a movie or you get excited or whatever the case. But the question really comes down to is, do you really know what you're feeling? So this is the thing that I want you to be aware of. And what I mean is, let's say, for example, something happened during the day, got you upset, got you angry. Now, most people, they stop right there. They stop at, well, I was angry at Joe because he did something, or I was angry because this happened at work or with one of my kids or whatever. But that is not really understanding your emotion, because all you did was recognize that something got you upset or something came into your awareness that disrupted you in some way. To deal with this work at a higher level, we have to be able to identify what it is that we are actually feeling. What is the emotion that actually is coming up, even though at first blush, it may feel like I'm angry or I'm upset or whatever that initial feeling is that came up. So I think of this as what I call it, a surface feeling. It's this feeling that came up that got my attention. And most people, that's where they live. Here's what you want to think about within yourself. To say to yourself, okay, what do I do when I get upset or something bothers me? How do I handle it on an emotional level? And what do I do in the physical world? How do I act when something happens in my world? Somebody got me upset. The boss got you upset. Your kids got you upset. Your husband, your wife, whatever it is, one of your friends. How do you handle it? How do you deal with that situation? How do you address that issue when it comes up? So that's really something I want you to bring into your awareness right now and say, well, you know, this is what I do. And I talk to people every day. We just did a workshop on this past Saturday out here in California. And, you know, as we're we have a group of people and we're talking about it. So what do you, I say to people, what do you do? What do you do when you get upset? And everybody immediately will say, well, this is what I do. You know, I yell and scream, or I get introverted, or I kind of withdraw within myself, or I leave the situation if something's upsetting. That's what I do. Or I go eat something, or I go have a drink, or I go shopping. So we all have kind of this default process that we use when we deal with an emotional issue. And what ends up happening is when you go into that process, you're not actually addressing or dealing with the issue at hand. So I think of this as your emotional operating system, meaning you learned growing up and based on your own emotional makeup, you learned how to deal with a situation, and then that became, in effect, your system of dealing with it. Now, here's the problem. Every time something happens in your life that takes you off track, whatever it may be, gets you upset or whatever it is, what we end up doing is the minute you go into that old routine, the minute you go into that way of operating or that operating system, as I said, your emotional operating system, the minute you do that, you've actually stalled yourself, because what ends up happening is you never really address the issue that came up in the first place. You never actually dealt with the emotion and the feeling that came up. So this is something that I want to bring into your awareness now, because you have to understand and say, well, what do you mean, Joe? What do you mean I didn't deal with it? I got angry. I got upset. I yelled at somebody. I had a fight. They think they dealt with it. I cried. But what happened was you just went into your routine. And now in the world of energy, that energy, whatever got you upset, that energy was not resolved. So what that means is that energy is still with you. It's still within you. And therefore, because that energy is still within you, you're still holding on to it. And what you'll do is you'll go out and you'll recreate a similar situation, which then we can perceive as a pattern or bad luck or whatever the case may be. So after the break, I'm going to talk to you about how to identify what you're really feeling and then give you some tools that you can use to begin the process of healing and clearing out that disruptive energy that you're holding on to. We all have it, so don't feel bad about yourself. We all have that negative energy that we hold. So it's not about judgment or who's good or bad or better or worse. It's just about learning how to deal with it in a more effective and productive way. So I'll be back in a minute. Don't forget, you're listening to A Shot of Joe. This is Joe Nunziata.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206- 972-5366.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
All right, so you're listening to A Shot of Joe. This is Joe Nunziata. Thank you so much for being with us here today on Transformation Talk Radio. Always a pleasure to engage others on the path. So when we left off, I was talking to you about processing your emotions and your emotional operating system. And basically what happens for most of us, and again, this is not anybody's fault. None of us really learned how to deal with our emotion, how to deal with feelings, because it really goes back to one of the things I always talk to people about is, you know, what was the situation when you were growing up? How were the emotions handled in your household? So if you were emotional or if you had an issue or if you went to your mother or father and you were upset or whatever, you know, how was that handled? So that creates, in effect, emotion, because most people were in effect told, you know, don't feel that way or don't make a big deal or don't be a baby or however it was handled. So that part of it shut down your ability to deal with your emotion because you were told in effect that that's not good, or you were told don't feel that way. So you were invalidated, and nobody ever told you or taught you how to say, hey, you know, what are you really feeling? Do you know how to process those feelings? Do you know how to understand what you're feeling? Do you know why you're feeling that way? These are the kind of questions we want to start asking ourselves as we go forward, because in this new higher vibration that's coming in, we're going to be able to move very quickly through any issues or problems. But the key to it's going to be, okay, I understand that. I understand I want to be able to move through these things. Do I have the tools in order to do it? So in anything in life, we need to know how to do it. We need to understand, you know, how to do it. How do I process my emotions? I never learned how to process them. I never did. I learned from another teacher, a spiritual teacher, an enlightened master, very powerful teacher. I was very blessed to meet this person, this teacher, and learn these things. And now I teach other people. But again, it was something I was seeking, and I was out there looking for different things, and then of course found this. So what we really want to do is to say, okay, when something happens, the first real key to success here is going to be to stop what you normally do, meaning, you know, going into your routine, getting upset, yelling at somebody, crying, running away and crying, not dealing with it, you know, eating, whatever it is you do. That's the first phase, because what you've got to learn to do is say, I have to stop my normal behavior. And I want to, you know, just stop. Because if I don't stop, I pull myself into that routine and I never get out of it. So once you stop, and for example, let's say something happened to you, you're at work today and somebody made a comment and it got you upset. And what did you do? Well, I went to my friends, and I had this happen with somebody recently. I said, you know, I went to my friends and we were talking about it. And in effect, you were commiserating or talking about the other person and how they were wrong and they shouldn't have done that. And you were right and that, blah, 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 blah. So what happens is nothing got resolved because you never dealt with the emotion that you were feeling. You just went out, got your little group together and had your conversation and went off on your merry way, and nobody did anything. So what we want to do now is say, well, let me stop. So I said to her, listen, Well, how did you feel when that person made that comment? It was her boss who made a comment at a meeting. And she stopped. She said, well, I was annoyed. I was angry that he made that comment. And he inferred that she didn't do a lot or something like that at the meeting. And she said, well, you know, I feel annoyed. It got me upset. And then I, you know, talked to my friend and she said he shouldn't have done that and blah, blah. And so she didn't get anywhere. So I said, well, how did it make you feel? What was the emotion that came up? Once you get past that initial surface feeling of I was angry, I was upset, what were you really feeling? How did it make you feel about yourself? And you know, she stopped for a minute and she kind of like just was just like a deer in the headlights almost for a moment. She said, well, you know, because I could see her saying, well, oh, I never did this before. I never actually said, what am I feeling? I never thought about my emotion. I just kind of went and did what I did, which is what I would normally do. And of course, as we started to talk about it, and she said, I said, well, how did it make you feel really emotionally? Sit. And what I do with people is I'll have them kind of close their eyes and bring themselves almost in a meditative state back to the episode. And I said, bring yourself back into that conference room, you know, see yourself in that space. How did it feel when that comment was made? And she said, you know, it really made me feel unappreciated. I felt like he didn't appreciate all the work I do for him. So immediately that was a big step forward, because now we're getting to the fact that she felt unappreciated. She knew that she was feeling the feeling. She was feeling that feeling of not being appreciated. That was the real emotion. That was the true emotion that was sitting there. Now what you want to do, again, I always tell you, this show's about tools. I want to give you stuff that you can use. So then I said to her, okay, we want to understand where did this come from? Because all of your emotion that you're holding came from someplace. It started somewhere. So what we want to understand is, where did this emotion, where did this start? Where was the beginning? Where was the genesis of this emotion that I'm holding on to? Now, for all of us, we have obviously emotion and energy in our DNA, part of our life, but it's also through episodes that happened when we were little kids and we were children. And I said to her, who made you feel unappreciated when you were growing up? And she said, you know, it was my mother. You know, my mother was like one of those people, like, just gave us stuff to do and then we did it, and she never said thank you, and she never made us feel like we were doing anything special or positive. It was just a feeling of like we were soldiers. She was those five kids in the family, and we were soldiers, and we got our, it's like we got our marching orders and we went and did what we did. So that's the key to understanding it, to say, oh, I'm holding that feeling of being unappreciated from my childhood based on the way my mother was acting towards me. So this is really an important part of our process here, because she's saying, oh, that's where it came from. So now the boss goes out. So here's what happens in our energy. And this is the fabulous thing about it, once you understand it, is your energy goes out into the universe and says, hey, you know what? You haven't dealt with that feeling of being unappreciated. So you're going to attract somebody else into your life to make you feel unappreciated so that you can process that emotion that you need to process. So now you bring a boss in. It could be a boyfriend, it could be a girlfriend, it could be a friend, it could be a coworker, it could be anybody. But you're going to bring that person into your consciousness and into your awareness that is similar to that energy. In this case, it was her mother, it could have been her father, you know, could have been either one, could have been both. But in this case, she identified it as her mother. And she's dealing with and she's holding on to that feeling of not being appreciated. And again, recreating it. And once we started talking about it, she said, oh my God, I've done this a million times. I've done this same thing over and over again. So now she had the recognition of it. So the way we release the energy is we allow ourselves to feel the feeling. So what that means is she felt anger towards her mother. And I'm not judging her mother as good or bad. It's just a feeling she had. And she had some emotion that she had to deal with. So she, you know, I never went there. I never wanted to be mad at my mother. I always made excuses for her, but I need to feel that anger. Again, it doesn't mean you have anger toward the person. You're angry at the way they made you feel, which created this unappreciated feeling, which now is I'm holding on to in my energy system. I'm vibrating that energy. I'm putting that same energy out into the world, and I'm attracting based on the energy I'm holding internally, not what I'm doing in the outside world. This was the hardest lesson for me, because I was about doing stuff. So when you're telling me, it's not about what you're doing, it's about your emotions or what you're feeling. That's the key. So if you're feeling bad about yourself and you're holding this feeling of being unappreciated, you're going to continue to attract people to make you feel that way. And that's really how the game is played. So going forward, what I want you to do is say, be aware of how you feel. Make it a priority. Get up in the morning. Be aware. Say, you know, make it a focus and say, I want to be aware of my feelings. I want to understand where I am emotionally. And then I don't want to go into my old routine. I don't want to do what I normally do. I want to understand this at a deeper level so then I can process it and stop recreating many of the negative things that I'm creating in my life that are causing me pain and trouble. So this is just one of the tools, that, but it's an important tool to get you started. And even if you become aware of it, it still happens. The fact that you have awareness and you understand it is critical. So that's a huge step forward. Just the fact to say, wow, now I understand it. Now I'm aware of it. That's a big step. So don't beat yourself up. Any little awareness and adjustment that you can make is going to have a really positive impact on your life. So again, just another tool. I want to make sure I give you some tools on all of our shows so you can go out there and apply those things in your life and begin to make the positive changes that we're talking about. Don't forget, 31st next week, end of the month, cleanup time. Anything you're holding on to, let it go. So this is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe here on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you the second Wednesday of February. Have a great one.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.